At the end of Parshat Chayesaro, the pasuk says, "Vayikbru oisoi after v'yigava v'yomas Avram b'seva tova zokin v'soveya v'yesaf elamov Avram vin was nifter v'yikbru oisoi Yitzchok v'yishmol banov el maras machpelas le'efrim b'tzachachiti asher pnei mamri v'yikbru oisoi Yitzchok v'yishmol banov." So Rashi says, "Mikan she'osi yishmol tshuva v'horlev Yitzchok lefonov." From here we see that Yishmol did tshuva, and he was Moilich Yitzchak in front of him. He let him be Makdim, he was Machavah him to be the first one by the Kru. So we see that advice says he must have done tshuva. V'hi Seva Torah Shana B'Avram. That's the Seva Torah. Why can Seva Torah be? Because he's 175 years old. Because he wasn't Seva Torah, because he died 5 years early. He should have died at 180, and because Yitzchak went off the Derech. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out 5 years before it. The Agav, that's what it says in next week's parsha. That I think Yitzchak Chaim Zonnefeld said. Vayetar Yitzchak LaHashem Anechach Ishtoi Ki Akor Hi VeYosir LaHashem. Vayetar Yitzchak means that Yitzchak Avinu was Hirbe VeHiftzir B'Tvila, says Rashi. Yimamish was Maftzir B'Tvila. He davened with tremendous passion and consistency and constantly davening. Lashon that we don't find anywhere else. What's the episode he had to daven so much? So, I think Beis Chaim Zonnefeld said that because since if he was going to have children, he would have Yaakov and Esav. And Esav, when he's 13 years old, he's going to go off the Derech. And when he goes off the Derech, so then, 15, 13. Then when he goes off the Derech, then Avraham Avinu is going to have to be Nifter, so he shouldn't see him going off the Derech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to give him children. So he shouldn't have to take away Avraham Avinu. It says, Vayi'oster lo Yashem, Vayi'oster lo means HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him, Begematria is Chomei Shanim. Because he took away 5 years. Says Rashi, the Seva Tevash number Avram, that Yishmol was Chayzer B'Tshuva. Agav, just Mazker, Dover Nechmad Moid, Rabbi Yenis and Reibshitz, when he was read his wife, so his future Shver, the Faher, was, he says, take the first Sefer that's next to you, open it up, and say the Vartara. So the closest Sefer that was next to him was a Siddur. And he opens it up and it says, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Mishlei Shemidah, Zeder Nejeshes Behem, V'chulu V'chulu, Kal V'chaymik, Zeri Shava, Klal Pratu Klal. So he says, we have three questions over here. Amar Rabbi Shmuel says, I don't understand. Yishmol is the name of Rasha. Vosepis, that we have a Tan who is named after Rasha. The Gemara Numa says, you're not supposed to name after Rishayim. The second thing is, it says Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. It should say Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer's Mashmah is being Chilik on somebody. Who's being Chilik on? And the third thing that he asked is that how could you darshan klal upratu klal? One of the shoshes means klal upratu klal. L'chare ain muktu mukha batura. The whole way you could darshan something is first it says a klal, then it says a prat, then it says a klal. But if ain muktu mukha batura, so then there's no way to know what came first. Is it the maybe it's a klal uklal uprat? Maybe it's a prat uklal uklal. How do you know what it is? So he says chodem etiretzas b'chavirto. He says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer is coming to be chilek on the man that holds old ain muktam mukhar batera. He holds yesh muktam mukhar batera. That's what it says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. And since he holds yesh muktam mukhar batera, so when it says klal first and then prat and klal, you could darshan klal prat the klal. He says, and that answers up how do we name him Yishmol? Because it says in the pasuk v'yik b'roisa Yitzchak v'Yishmol banov, and we see that from the fact that Yitzchak is first. Vice versa, that Yishmol did tshuva. He says that's only if you understand that yesh muktam mukhar batera. But if you hold Ein Mukhtar Mukhar Batera, the fact that it says Yitzchak before Yishmol is not a raya. It's because we talked in the Tshuva. But now that he holds Yesh Mukhtar Mukhar Batera, Mamili the Tshuva, Mamili Yishmol will talk at Tzadik, Mamili, and he'll add a name after him. He got the Shirif. Says Rav Olba, though, what's up shot over here? Mikan She'asa Yishmol Tshuva. From here we see that Yishmol did Tshuva. Where do we see that? Because he was Makhtim, he let Yitzchak go in front of him, so therefore we see that he did Tshuva. Where do we see from here Bechlam? So he's master that there's two midas that every person has. One is the midah of haracha, and one is the midah of hakara. Haracha means evaluating, the ability to evaluate. And then there's hakara, which means recognition. Haracha is something that a person does naturally, automatically. And even a little child will do it. Any person that he meets. You can meet the person for the first time. Do I like this person? Do I not like this person? Any food? Is it good? Is it not good? Is it burnt? Is it fresh? Is it old? Is it everything? Clothing? Is it strong? Is it worn out? Does it look nice? A svara that your chavrusa says. Is it good svara? Is it a nice pshat? Is it
everything a person is automatically, he just doesn't, it's subconscious, he doesn't even realize it, but that's always, that's a nice pshat. That means that the person evaluated and he decided that that's a nice pshat. But that's be'etzem, he just was expressing that which he was doing subconsciously. But that's something that even a two-year-old will do. A two-year-old, when he, I don't like it, I do like it. The hakara is the recognition, means that that's something which is comes as a result, it's much, much more sophisticated. It's something which comes out of an objective and truthful evaluation. In other words, you really donned it up, and objectively, you came to a realization that this is something which is chashiv. Mamela, a person is only going to come to such a realization, a truthful realization, if he is correctly marech something. That means that, maybe it works the other way around. To correctly be marech something, to properly evaluate something, it's only if a person really has the hakara, he understands what the person is. The very, says Rav Volba, the tshuva of Yishmael was the fact that he let him go first. The fact that he was able to come to hakara, that Yitzchak is greater than him, that he's more chashiv, that means that he was marech his chashivas, he came to a certain hakara, that's saka what's chashiv in life. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva, Shari Shlishi, Ois Kof Memches, he says, V'ne'amar matrif lekesef v'kor lezov v'ish lefi mahalaloi. Matrif lekesef means a crucible for a melting pot for kesef, v'kor lezov, and a crucible for gold, v'ish lefi mahalaloi. And each person can feed that which they praise. What does that mean? Pirush, says Rabbeinu Yonah, what does that mean? Ma'alai ta'odom lefi mashiahalal. The mylis of a person, his virtues are lefi, that which he praises. You know for sure if what he's busy with is praising and speaking out the mylis of those tzaddikim and midos toves, then you know that the person b'sherish is a good person. If a person is always what he's talking about, what he's mahala, what he praises, and what he's singing the ma'alot of, are the good people, the tzaddikim, then you know deep down that the person is good. And even he says, it could be that he has some avarius, but it's still, the opposite is also true. In other words, each person has something that he evaluates. Each person has something that he is marech, that he gives chashivas to. There's no person that has, I shouldn't say there's no person. Some people have no chashivas for anything. But every person has chashivas, high priority, and gives chashivas to something in their life. Kafi, the object or the thing that he gives chashivas to, that's how you're able to down up the person. That's how you're able to evaluate the person to see where he's holding. So a person that gives chashivas to stamps, stamp collection, or sports, or whiskey, not that it's not something to follow, but if that's his ultimate chashivas, and that has then inside he doesn't have too much to show for himself, because objectively, there's really nothing chashiv about a stamp. What's chashiv about a stamp? Could be that if there's only one stamp in the world, you can sell it for $100,000, but be'etzem, the stamp has no chashivas in and of itself. Only certain things, which objectively, subjectively, in a chrami has chashivas. There's certain things that have no chashivas to anybody, it's just that it's very sentimental to the owner. No one would spend a penny for it. But this guy is willing to risk his life for it, because this is what has been passed around for generations, from his great-great-great-grandfather to his, up until the 21st century. Mamela, for him, it's worth a lot. But be'etzem, to anybody else in the world, in a chrami, maybe it has no chashivas. Something which has chashivas, be'etzem, something which that means that a person is able to come to hakara after thinking about it objectively, that this is something which comes to, this is something which is chashiv, that's something which is, that means that the person had a proper hakara and he came to a proper recognition that this is something which is chashiv. If Yishmael was able to recognize that his younger brother, who he tried killing when many years beforehand, right, and he was a lashon of mitzachek, he came to a realization that he is somebody that's more chashiv than him, that his spirituality is more chashiv than anything that Yishmael could do. That in itself is a ma'isa tshuva. That in itself showed that he was chayzer b'tshuva. It doesn't say over here that he had charata and he had a kabbalah. It doesn't mean those gedarim. It's the hakara that what's chashiv in life is ruchnius. That's what's chashim in life. You could really tell this about, we say in davening, in character chashim lekeinu b'olam hazeh, that there's no erech like a Kodesh Baruch Hu in olam hazeh. In zulasam akeinu l'olam haba. L'olam haba, we don't have any harachas anymore. It's what it is. In this world, there's the olam ha'arachim, where a person is constantly evaluating the highest priority, the highest chashiv thing of value is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein ke'erka chashim lekeinu b'olam hazeh. That's the highest chashivus. And anything that Ribbono Shel Olam stands for, Kodesh Baruch Hu v'raiso Yisrael chadu. Anything that's Torah, Mitzrayis, Klal Yisrael, that has the highest chashivus. And really, a person should be able to take 2 minutes to think for himself, what is taka chashim in his life? I had it myself. Somebody gave me a form to fill out. One of the questions was, name 3 things that are emphasized as chashiv in your house. So some people, it might be the answer that the kids don't put their feet on the couch, you know? That, it is chashiv, that's not chashiv. The question is that the dogish in the house? But you could really answer whatever you want. But my daughter just got it in high school, and they asked her. They went around the class and they asked each kid, give one example of something which is a dogish in your house. You don't really, it gets very embarrassing if it's like, you know, that the challenge today is good. It's chashiv, not that it's not chashiv. But if that's what the person has as the ultimate chashivus, then it's a problem. I had a child that came home. He's, I won't say when it was and where it was, but he was 6-7 years old. And he mentioned, he says that for the Rebbe, it's more chashiv to speak on the phone than to teach Torah. So he tells me. So why is that? He says, because in the middle of the class, if the phone rings, he starts talking on the phone. So that's something that the child is able to pick up without anybody telling him. That's what he came to tell me. Like that. But that was in the level of chashivas, kinira, that was more chashiv for him. Which is a lesson for us also. Everybody can take it the way that they deem fit. But the best way is to not to bring your phone in the first place. That way you won't have any shailas of what to pick up in the middle of the seder or not. But certainly that's a child picks up, and we pick up from those around us, what's chashiv. And that's really the message that we want to give over. That's the message we want to give over to the next generation. That's the message that we want to take for ourselves. Is what's really chashiv in life. It shouldn't be that our whole lives we're running after whiskey. Though it's not something, not that we're putting down whiskey. Something which is good. But objectively, that isn't the haracha el yoino. Haracha el yoino is ein kerikacha Hashem lekenu boilam azeh.